This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, calling all lawsuits, the warrior, calling all lawyers. There's only one way to get out of this mess with the madman that's running the state of Nevada, Steve Sisolak. I call him Sisolak, because he's just scared of his own shadow. And the only way to get out of it is to sue Sisolak and to sue the state of Nevada. So I'm calling all lawyers and all law firms and all legal foundations out there, conservative legal foundations, all patriotic legal foundations. We must sue the state of Nevada. Now, I haven't even heard what he's going to say tomorrow, but I've already heard all the rumors that it's going to be a lockdown for much longer. I heard the rumor he's going to demand everybody has to wear a mandatory mask. Can you imagine how stupid, if that's true? And I don't know that that's true. But it sounds like something Sisolak would order. Because we've just been through the worst of coronavirus in February and all of March and half of April, right? It's dying out now. And it's going to be 100 degrees every day. You can't wear masks in a place where it's 100 degrees. And virus doesn't live in a place where it's 100 degrees. So it's massive idiocy. Virus doesn't live in hot summer. It's going to be 100 degrees this week. And last but not least, if you didn't demand automatic masks in March and April, why would you ask for them in May? That could be the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life, if it's true. And if it is true, I will be the lead plaintiff for the lawsuit to stop that. You can't make everyone wear a mask. It's a violation of human rights. And you can't make every business continue to be closed. It's a huge violation of civil rights. And I believe a huge violation of the Commerce Clause of the United States Constitution. So calling all lawyers, Wayne Root wants to be the lead plaintiff against Steve Sisolak. And that's beautiful because instead of the lead plaintiff being a businessman who has no way to get his message out, you've got the world's biggest loudmouth megaphone, Wayne Allen Root, to go one-on-one in the media every day with Steve Sisolak. And you've got, as a platform, the number one radio show in Las Vegas on afternoon drive when everyone drives home from work. And you've also got, as a platform, national radio on USA Radio to go after Steve Sisolak and to argue the case why Nevada cannot be closed. And I spent, if you weren't with us in hour one and two, I spent a huge amount of time reading the article in The Hill today by an amazing doctor, a Scott W. Atlas, M.D., the David and Joan Tritel Senior Fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution and the former chief of neuroradiology at Stanford University Medical Center. And basically, it could have been written by Wayne Root. It's everything I've ever said about coronavirus and the response to it. And all it is the lockdown is stupid. The continued lockdown is even stupider. The closure of business was stupid. The continued closure of business is incredibly stupid and going to destroy America and destroy all of us and cause more deaths than we ever would have gotten from coronavirus. More deaths from poverty, more deaths from loneliness, more deaths from depression, more deaths from suicide, more deaths from drug addiction, alcoholism, and more deaths from the stress that causes cancer and heart disease. It's just idiotic. But it points out that your chances of getting, of dying for coronavirus are tiny, and the chances of dying if you're under the age of 45 are almost zero, and the chances of dying if you're under age of 18 really is zero. And two-thirds of the patients were 70 years or older in New York State, and more than 95% were 50 or older, and 90% of the fatal cases had an underlying illness. So if you don't have any of those problems, there's not a reason in the world why you should be worried all day long. I mean, you should always be worried. Who wouldn't be worried? I don't want to get the flu. I don't want to get coronavirus. I don't want to get Ebola. I don't want to get Black Plague. I don't want to get anything. But this one is not one to spend all day worrying about and committing suicide over. The only thing you commit suicide over is if they take away your business and all your money. That's worthy of suicide. Mickey, you take welfare and unemployment when you can't even get unemployment because the system's been so destroyed by this idiotic governor that nobody can find a way to get unemployment. Because the system is down at all times, online and when you call. So even if you wanted to take unemployment, which I never would, you know, look, I have salt of the earth, mom and dad. You know, mommy and daddy, my mommy and daddy, David and Stella, may they rest in peace, watching from heaven, were the kind of people that taught me from the first day, and my grandma Manta, and my grandpa Simon. They taught me that you'd rather be dead than accept welfare. You'd rather be dead than take food stamps. That's a disgusting thing to do. Never do it. You work for a living and you pay taxes, Wayne. You are a patriot. You love America. You will always work. You will always have work ethic. You'd rather die than not work. That's what I was taught. And that's what all of us who have good mommies and daddies were taught. We don't sit back and collect the government check. If you collect the government check, you're a lousy freaking loser. And yet now, all the people that listen to my show are all going to have to take government checks. What they've done with this coronavirus nightmare, what China unleashed on us, and then Democrat governors double unleashed on us, is that you've turned everybody into a ward of the state. Everybody into a dependent person. Everybody into a welfare queen. And people who always said, I will never take welfare, ever. I will never accept food stamps. They're all now on government welfare. Or they're trying to be, and they can't even get through. They want to be on unemployment, but they can't even get through. It's a nightmare. But it's just crazy because the numbers from the Stanford article are just, how could you possibly want us to wear masks starting on May 1st, mandatory, if that's true? Is that true, Governor Steve Sisolak? And is it true that you're going to lock us down till June? Is that true, Governor Steve Sisolak? Is it possible? Because they've studied 34,600 hospitalizations in New York City. And for those under 18 years of age, hospitalization from the virus is basically almost zero. Death from the virus is basically zero under 18 years of age. Hospitalization from the virus is 0.01% or 11 per 100,000 people. For those 18 to 44 years old, hospitalization is 0.1%. Even for people 65 to 74 years old, it's only 1.7% were ever hospitalized. Okay, and of the 4,103 confirmed COVID-19 patients with symptoms bad enough to seek medical care, Dr. Liara Horowitz of the NYU Medical Center concluded age is far and away the strongest risk factor for hospitalization. The WHO even reports that 80% of all cases were mild. Half of people testing positive and no symptoms at all. The vast majority of young or otherwise healthy people do not need significant medical care if they catch this infection. So all you have to do is protect those who are at risk and let the rest of us go about our lives and run the economy. And by the way, if the only way to do that, to get back, if you're going to say that we have to wear masks in order to open our businesses, I wouldn't even get mad at that. I disagree. I'm claustrophobic. I don't like masks. I don't want people walking around with masks. It's a horrible look. Looks like everybody's a bank robber to me. It looks like everybody is, I don't even want to talk about it. I'm not going to say on the air what I really think it looks like. It's a horrible look for Americans to wear a mask. To have a nation of people wearing a mask, it makes me sick to my stomach. But if that's what it takes to get back to work, I would live with that. But if you're going to say we can't get back to work, but we have to wear masks, then it's outrageous on every level, and it's idiotic on every level. It's complete idiocy and madness. You have to wear a mask to go shopping, but you still can't go back to work. Why? And then this guy, this brilliant, brilliant doctor, Scott Atlas, points out, he doesn't even mention how many people are going to die from suicide because their businesses are failing, or their businesses will never reopen, or how many jobs will be lost. He doesn't even mention that. He just mentions how many people are dying right now and are going to die because hospitals are closed and they're not taking care of people with cancer and heart disease and strokes. And nobody wants to go to the emergency room who has those things because they're afraid of catching coronavirus. But you can't go anyway. But even if you could, they'd be afraid to go. And so they're not being treated. And so it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And it just doesn't make sense to keep us locked down. So someone's got to sue Governor Steve Sisolak because either he's another Democrat nut job who who desperately wants to keep the economy closed, to destroy Trump, and to wipe out every small business in the state, all of whom support Trump. Either that's the prejudice of a crazy Democrat, or I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, it's not that. It's just the Democrats just see the world in a different way. They don't understand that all the people that work for a living and actually pay into the system versus all the people who are their voters who don't work for a living or work for government or collect nothing but welfare checks, those people aren't unhappy because they're still getting paid. If you work for government, you're still getting paid, whether you're going to work or not. And if you work for the government, basically, from the standpoint that you get a welfare check or a food stamp check, you're still getting paid. And you got a stimulus check. But my people are not Governor Sisolak's people. You know, do you remember, do all of you remember during the 2018 election, I told you some liberal put me on all the liberal hit lists, so I was getting the texts from every single liberal group in the state of Nevada and in this country. And all the ones that were get out the vote drives. And it was just incredible to me that the Nevada Democrat Party, after they won the election, after I get text after text saying, we want you to vote, if you don't speak English and you're a legal alien, we want you to vote. So it's clear there was massive voter fraud. Everything was in Spanish and they said vote multiple times. Massive voter fraud. Then after they won, Governor Sisolak invited all his Democrat voters to a celebration party. And he actually said in the text, the Democrat Party of Nevada said in the text, Sisolak won, come to the celebration, bring your EBT card. And for every EBT card, we're going to give you a free turkey. Folks, that's their voters. Everything's free, free, free. Everything's provided by the government. You never have to work. You can be a lazy slob and a lazy bum and a welfare queen, and they love you and they appreciate you for it. My voters, my listeners, my fans work for a living, have incredible work ethic and personal responsibility and self-reliance, and we're not staying home anymore. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, and coming up in the next segment, by the way, we've got Donald Trump Jr. on the show. I did the interview a little bit earlier today before the show began. That was when he was available, and we did it, and you will hear it coming up at the bottom of the hour. Don Trump Jr., and I was very tough on him, by the way. I was tough on Trump's spokesman, White House spokesman, Hogan Gidley, Deputy White House Press Secretary, last Friday during our famous protest caravan. I was very tough on him, and I was tough on Trump's son, Don Trump Jr., because I don't think Trump is being strong enough about reopening the economy, and I don't think he's being strong enough telling the governor of this state to cut this crap out, or we're going to bring in the DOJ, Department of Justice, to sue you and force you to open the economy. And I think he's given too much strength and power to the doctors, and not enough to the businessmen and women. It's ridiculous. Let me mention again in this hour, by the way, that I want you all my great fans, I've said this once in each hour, to contact Newsmax TV and ask them, where's Wayne Root's show? Never did that before. I just decided to do it yesterday because I'm literally suspended for the moment. We're in intense legal negotiations, and I'd love to put lots of pressure on Newsmax. I need to give you guys a goal. You're so great at it. 10,000 of you or so showed up for my event last Friday, and so I need thousands of you who listen to the show to contact Newsmax. It's letters@newsmax.com. Send your email to letters, L-E-T-T-E-R-S, at newsmax.com and CC, customerservice@newsmax.com. customerservice@newsmax.com. And then at the top of the letter in the subject bar, put producers, attention, producers of Wayne Allen Root Show. Attention, producers of Wayne Allen Root Show. And ask them a couple of very simple questions. Where's the Wayne Allen Root Show, number one? Why isn't it on?
Why is he suspended? And why would you suspend Wayne for saying something? You're a conservative network, and Wayne said something conservative on the air about a famous liberal, and you suspended him for that? Is that true? What did Wayne say? Why would you suspend him for that? I'm dying to hear what they're going to say if you put that pressure on. I'm dying to hear what a conservative network will say about why they suspended a famous conservative popular host who's got literally millions of fans for saying something all conservatives love. Okay? The sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, is Strauss Heart Drops, because I want my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. And Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. They've sold over 1 million bottles in Canada, and this is the first time they've come to America, and they chose my show. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. They guarantee your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers in America. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your next heart attack or stroke or your first heart attack or stroke because it might be too late. And all you have to do is order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. And then type in Strauss Heart Drops and then buy the cinnamon flavor because that's the best flavor by far. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops, for sponsoring the show, thepowermall.com. Just to show you how vicious and disgusting liberals are, I used to try and find nice things about them, but the ones in power are sick in the head, evil egomaniacs. The FBI discussed interviewing Michael Flynn to get him to lie and get him fired, handwritten note show. What they did to a great American patriot who his entire life was a military general who fought for America, and they tried to destroy him. And I guarantee you all the early stuff I knew 3-4 years ago, I guarantee you is going to be what you find out now. What I heard years ago was that there was a woman working in the office of the head of the FBI, the number two man at the FBI, McCabe. This is all, let's say, allegedly. And the woman was sexually harassed by McCabe, allegedly. And she went to her friend, Michael Flynn. I don't know why she knew General Michael Flynn, but she did. And she said, you got to stop this guy from sexually harassing me. It's disgusting. And his name is Andrew McCabe. And he's the number two man at the FBI. And Flynn went to McCabe's office and told him, get away from my lady. I'm friends with her. And this guy said, I'm going to mark Flynn for destruction now because he had the nerve to stick up for a woman I was sexually harassing. Is all that true? I don't know. We got a Don Trump interview coming up, and then in the last segment of the show, I'm going to read you this whole column about how the FBI set out to destroy Michael Flynn's life. And I guarantee you it's the same way Media Matters, which Wikipedia says is funded by George Soros, set out to try and destroy Wayne Root's life over an advertiser on my show. It's the most incredible thing I've ever heard in my life. I got 30 advertisers. I've had 100 since I started. And I say nice things about all of them. So why would you get in trouble for what an advertiser says? I've got nothing to do with the advertiser. Zero. Except I love their products. That's it. In any case, they set out to destroy Flynn. Liberals have set out to destroy all the conservative heroes. They are evil people. Don Trump Jr. up next.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump and Dr. Anthony Fauci are very hopeful about an experimental drug that is being tested on coronavirus patients.
Remdesivir has a clear-cut, significant, positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery.
Fauci did note that it's a treatment and not a prospective vaccine, and the president calls this a very positive event. The SBA is still pouring through small business loan applications for the very popular Paycheck Protection Program, and according to Republican Senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, the plan will save a bunch of jobs.
All said and done, after the second round, I think it will have saved or preserved upwards of 60 to 65 million jobs. That's a lot of it. That's close to 35, 40% of all the employment in America. That's a huge achievement.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Alan Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Alan Root, otherwise known as The Warrior on USA Radio Network. We have a great guest. Let's get right to him. He is Donald Trump Jr., a brilliant guy and a brilliant businessman. Not only the son of the president, but a lot of people think he may one day be a presidential candidate himself. And he's got my politics. I'd certainly be happy about that. I think we agree on pretty much everything. So, first of all, welcome to the show, Don Trump Jr. How are you?
Good to be back with you, Wayne. Thanks so much. I'm keeping busy. You know, it's crazy times, but, you know, getting ready for things to start opening back up and, you know, getting this country roaring again.
Yes, we've got to. I mean, let me set the plate by telling you what happened on Friday. So a week ago, I just came up with an idea, and literally, I never spent a dollar on it, never promoted it, never advertised it. There was no staff. There were no major volunteers. All I did was say on the radio, let's get together a week from now, a week from Friday, let's get together, and let's have an Open the Nevada Economy protest caravan. And so nobody ever complains that Wayne Root got anybody sick or risked anyone's life. Let's do it in our cars. We never get out of our cars. We'll do it during my show for 3 hours. Let's take over the entire Vegas Strip with thousands of cars. And let's do the entire protest on the car radio during my show. And we did it last Friday. And I had literally 4 days to mention it on the air. And then it was last Friday and I showed up. I had no idea if there'd be five cars or 50 cars. And there were thousands of cars. And we estimate between 8,000 and 10,000 people there. When I pulled up, it was an 8,000 to 10,000 person Trump rally going on. Just with my fans. That tells you the kind of pain and desperation people are in. We need and want and have to get the economy open because we are the working people of Nevada and the working people of America. And we own our own businesses or we work for small businesses. And we are just starving while the people who are ordering us to not work are getting their politicians' paychecks and their bureaucrats' paychecks. We don't have a paycheck coming in if you own your own small business. So what are we going to do to get this economy opened up again?
Well, listen, there's a lot. And the reality is, you know, I want to make sure that it's not going to be something that happens overnight. Unfortunately, I think there is no one-size-fits-all solution. Different areas, different parts, different states, different towns within those same states, you know, probably all have to approach this differently. You know, upstate New York should not be treated the same way as New York City, which has sort of been, you know, the hardest hit in the country and sort of the epicenter of the U.S. outbreak. So we have to be able to look at those things differently. So when I see the notion of, you know, shutting down areas that have, you know, one case and no one else is sick, but we're going to shut down that entire town or economy as well. You know, it's a little scary. I mean, there's aspects of, you see the political side of things going on right now. Now the states want to go back to the, you know, and they want to renegotiate all of their,
yes,
troubles. So
right.
they've been spending recklessly with no means to pay it back for decades. And now they want to bail out. I'm like, well, listen, I'm fine with bailouts for corona relief. I'm fine with bailouts for small businesses who need it. You know, I'm not fine with, you know, the notion of, you know, bad, you know, and it's going to be mostly liberal places that have had just, you know, unfunded liabilities for decades.
New York,
and kicked the can
New Jersey
down the road, continue to spend recklessly and haphazardly, and then we're going to have the rest of the country bail them out. I mean, it's just, you know, it's not something I believe in, so you see a lot of that, but the reality is this. You know, I'm just glad we do have a business guy, you know, in the top seat there. You know, not a guy like Joe Biden who's been in politics for 50 years and doesn't know where he is 50% of the time. You know, we need a guy that built the greatest economy America has known to be the guy to get that engine going back again. Not a government bureaucrat, you know, not someone that's beholden to China because that's another major problem. I think we all realize how bad, you know, our China situation is when they're trying to extort us with our own antibiotics because we don't have any manufacturing in America. You know, one thing we've learned, Wayne, is that Donald Trump was more right in 2016 than any one of us ever believed, and we believe he was pretty damn right.
Well, he was right. He was right in shutting down the flights to China as well. And so he's right about a lot of things.
And they were saying it was premature. They said it was too aggressive, racist, premature when he did that. Turns out that was the number one thing we could have done to slow the spread in this country and to allow our hospitals and the states time to staff up and, you know, get your equipment stored up and everything like that. So we didn't have the disasters that they were calling for, which was, what, 2 million deaths? I mean, so we're at you know, we're at a lot. You're not quite to a regular, you know, even a regular flu season, but it's still a lot, and it could have been avoided had China told the truth. You know, but I think they've done a remarkable job compared to what they said was going to happen in all of these things. But you get to see the media, you know, also known as the Democrat Party's soundbox,
PR firm,
running with all sorts of revisionist history of what we could have done differently. And, you know, even though they're literally on the record, all of them saying, no, this it's too aggressive. It's too premature. We should stay open. Come down to the Chinatown party that we're having, you know, here in New York or in L.A., San Fran with Nancy Pelosi. I mean, you can't make up this kind of crap, but it is what we are up against in 2020 and what we got to all remember in November.
And by the way, I do think it's a lot more than China just being, you know, lying and covering up what was happening and being disingenuous. I think it's more than that. I think it was very clear they shut down Beijing and Shanghai, and that's why they have almost no coronavirus in Beijing or Shanghai. But they let all the people of Wuhan get on airplanes and fly to America and Europe. It seems to me it was a purposeful decision. Our economy's in trouble. We're going down. Let's ruin the rest of the world. It seems to me we've got to find a way to punish them. I don't know what that way is, Don, but there's got to be a way
to get retribution.
Well, I think
what we got to do is we got to start adhering to the policies of America first. I think we got to make sure that we control our supply chains. I think we got to make sure we bring back American manufacturing, that we're not dependent on one country to make everything that we consume.
Correct.
You know, giving them that leverage to spread that out, bring those jobs back to America first, put as many Americans as we can back to work for things that don't always work. You know, there's plenty of other countries other than China that I'm sure would love some of those jobs. And I think we have to, you know, diversify, you know, where we're doing business. And again, we have to also understand that China is not going to do anything that's not good and best for China. They don't function like we do. They don't try to be leaders on a world stage. They just want the power associated with that. They're going to do what's right for China, and we have to start doing what's right for America. You know, but this thing has taught us so many things, and, you know, the number one is that we have to reevaluate that relationship because, again, they could have prevented so much of this. And that's not just for America. That's for the rest of the world.
For the world,
if the rest
yeah.
of the world isn't perturbed about this, it's because they've allowed it to go on for too long and too far that they perhaps are, you know, past that point of no return. So we got to be able to, you know, step up and push back.
You know, there's never been anyone who's fought longer and harder for Trump or the Trump family than Wayne Allyn Root. I'm always on your team. I'll be on your team in November. I think last time I did over 1,500 TV and radio interviews around the country and around the world to support Trump's election, told everyone he'd win, could have looked like a fool. I'm on your team, Don. I've never said anything negative, but I'm going to tell you, I believe the only criticism I have of President Trump, but he's done a great job, I think, protecting the country and putting together a warlike effort to build ventilators and to get supplies in the hands. He's been a wartime president. I think he's done great on that front. Where I think I could criticize is I would not keep listening to the doctors. You've got to listen to business people. You've got to weigh the consequences of, let's just say, 200,000 die instead of 50,000 because you open the economy. But what about if you keep the economy closed and 2 million commit suicide? What if everyone's broke? What if there's a Great Depression?
I don't disagree with some of that,
open.
But I think, you know, that's right. But, as I said earlier in the interview, you know, there's not a case-by-case where this is the one universal approach. So I think what my father's done as a conservative, he's sort of honored, you know, the ideals of federalism, which is allowing the states to make these sorts of decisions for themselves. The people that are on the ground that have a better firsthand knowledge. Now, again, a lot of those governors may or may not adhere to those same principles. A lot of them may, you know, hey, well, we're just going to shut down the whole state. Maybe there's political game there. Maybe there's
not. We've got one here in Nevada, a Democrat governor who's entered into what I think is a suicide pact with the governors of California, Oregon, and Washington. Sisolak is a big liberal socialist Democrat, and he doesn't seem to be in any rush to open the economy. And even if the casinos are open, I'm not sure when he's going to allow the small business to open. If he's tying himself in with California, which he announced yesterday morning, Don, then Nevada Nevada, which has had almost no bad effect from coronavirus. I mean, every death is horrible. We don't want one death, but we've got 200 dead in a state of 3 million and 45 million tourists. It doesn't justify keeping the economy shut for another day, another week, or another month. He may keep us shut another 3 months. What do you do if you're president and you're a federalist, but you've got Democrat governors who will not open the economy, and your people who traditionally vote Republican are in trouble?
That's sort of above my pay grade as it relates to constitutional law. But, I think, for all those that claiming my father's a dictator, he's allowing the states to make those decisions for themselves.
Yes, I know.
They got to do that. And then those people in those states got to reevaluate who they want in charge of their states, for the future. I mean, that's what you're, if that's what the Democrats are going to do, then you got to vote them out as well and not allow that to happen because. My father, as it relates to that, is in a multiple catch 22 type position.
He is. No, I know.
He says, hey, you open up and someone gets hit by a bus, but they're not sure it was the bus that killed him. Corona, it was definitely coronavirus related because.
And Trump's the killer. I get it. I get it.
Trump murdered that man. He's got blood on his hands. So. It's not an easy position to be in, but I think, and he's done a great job assembling sort of a diverse group of people for these councils who really, truly understand business, what it's going to take to get things going again. But again, Wayne, if you said get back to work right now, it's not going to turn on overnight. I mean, this is going to be a long and drawn out process, and that's why you need a guy that functions as a businessman and understands how these things actually work. Someone who's actually, signed the front of a paycheck. As opposed to just the back, like these bureaucrat politicians who are making so many of these decisions. So, it's going to take time and it's going to be a long-term process. But again, the guy
that built
the greatest economy we've seen is the guy that can do it again. And that's why
we all agree on that. Look, it's not only is he the only guy that can do it again, he is. But if you ever elected a Biden or whoever his replacement may be at the convention, I got a feeling it'll be Andrew Cuomo, you're going to be in a disastrous shape and this country will never recover. It's Trump or the end of America as far as I'm concerned. Hey, Don Jr., thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Always. God bless. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature your sign of trouble with plaque buildup? Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this last segment of the show today. We're in the home stretch, very last segment. It's the ninth inning. Dr. Nancy Wolf, her new book, Conscious Matrix. Perfect book at the perfect time. Nancy Wolf's a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years studying the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is called Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why liberal, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. We are exceptional, most exceptional nation ever blessed by God. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win, according to Dr. Nancy Wolf. Nancy says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read right now, today, as Nevada Governor Sisolak is about to lock you in your home for another month or two. You're going to have to do some reading that lifts your spirits, or you're going to kill yourself. Purchase conscious. I'm not kidding. Every psychiatrist agrees. We had a psychiatrist on yesterday. Not a psychologist, a MD psychiatrist, who said people are not wired, speaking of wired, to sit in their homes all day and not work and have no money coming in. You're going to see mass levels of suicide, depression, drug abuse, opioid abuse, alcoholism, and then, of course, stress causes cancer and heart disease and strokes. This is insanity. The response to this is insanity, and people should just be saying, we made a mistake. It's obvious we should have locked down those who are most at risk, those who are older and those who are sicker, and left everyone else out to work and get herd immunity. And we screwed everything up, but we're going to make it good. We're going to let everybody go to work now. No, they can't admit they were wrong about everything. Anyway, Nancy says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win because we're pre-wired to win and we're predestined to win. Read the book now, Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Thank you, Dr. Nancy Wolf, for writing such a great book and sponsoring the show. So here's the kind of liberal scum you're dealing with. And they really are scum. They're just scum. Most horrible people on earth. The FBI discussed interviewing Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, to get him to lie and get him fired. Handwritten note show. Explosive new internal FBI documents unsealed Wednesday show that top Bureau officials, FBI Bureau officials, discussed their motivations for interviewing then National Security Advisor Michael Flynn in the White House in January 2017 and openly indicated their goal was to get him to lie so we could prosecute him or get him fired. The handwritten notes written by FBI's former head of counterintelligence, Bill Priestap, indicated that agents planned to get Flynn to admit to breaking the Logan Act and catch him in a lie. The Logan Act is an obscure statute that has never been used in a criminal prosecution. Enacted in 1799, it was intended to prevent individuals from falsely claiming to represent the United States abroad in an era before telephones. You know what the irony is? You know who's guilty of this very crime? A ton of Democrats. Obama. John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, they go abroad and they badmouth the United States and act like they represent us when they're no longer in office. You should put Obama and John Kerry in jail. But they went after Flynn for this obscure law enacted in 1799 that no one has ever been convicted of or prosecuted for. The bombshell document strongly suggests the agents weren't truly concerned about Flynn's intercepted contacts with then-Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak, except as a pretext. Former President Obama personally had warned the Trump administration against hiring Flynn and made clear he was not a fan, according to multiple officials. So you don't think Obama ordered them to go destroy Flynn's life? And you don't think Obama ordered the IRS to destroy Wayne Root's life? Because Wayne Root was his biggest thorn in the side in the whole world. No one was a bigger thorn in the side of Obama other than Tom Fitton. I would say Tom Fitton was number one of Judicial Watch. And maybe Donald Trump was number two, constantly talking about Obama's birth certificate. And number three was Wayne Allen Root, talking about Obama's time at Columbia University. And you don't think he ordered the IRS to go after me and destroy my life the same way he ordered the FBI to go after Flynn? The Justice Department turned over the documents this week, even though a February 2018 standing order required the government to turn over all the materials in its possession that pertained to Flynn. So this was required from February of 2018, and they're just doing it now, 2 years later, more than 2 years later. Do you understand how terrible these people are? Flynn previously charged the top FBI officials, and here it is, including then FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, pressed him not to have the White House counsel present during questioning with two agents that ultimately led to his guilty plea on a single charge of lying to federal authorities. And one of those agents was Peter Strzok, who has since been fired from the Bureau after his anti-Trump messages. These are all sick in the head, anti-Trump evil pieces of garbage that were put in place as important people in the FBI to destroy and bring down President Trump and all the people around him, just like there were people put in place at the IRS to destroy Wayne Allen Root and all the Tea Party leaders. This is how evil Obama was and how evil Democrats are and how evil liberals are, and they're out to destroy our lives. And now we've given them a pretext with this terrible pandemic. There are governors that are holding us hostage like Steve Sisolak. It's a joke. That's okay. We're coming with the lawsuits. We're taking you to court. You have no right to keep our business closed. None. Zero. None. And we're coming to get you. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.